Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Counting every blessing. This is Rand Collective. Lord, you are good to me. What a beautiful song indeed. Right now, I'm connecting with Mzim Goma. He's a husband. He's a father. He's an author, relationship coach, and stress coach. Stress coach. And this afternoon, we'll be having a stress talk with him. We know currently it has been very hard for most of us, and especially with regard to COVID-19. A lot of people stress, lost jobs, businesses closed down. School going children are also stressed. We don't know how to handle it. So the question this afternoon to you, family, is how is COVID-19 stressing you and how do you cope? So let's look forward to him, unpacking this for us and giving us more insight and knowledge on how to handle stress and eventually having to live a stress-free life. Mzi, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit, and how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, Asimpo. Thank you so much. And good afternoon also to the listeners as well. So Radio Pulpit, thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on air. Mzi, let's start with this question. What causes stress? And the reason why I'm asking this is because I've received a WhatsApp message now on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line. There's a parent who sent through a message to say, good afternoon, please pray for my daughter. She's suffering from postpartum anxiety. I don't know what that is, and severe depression. So she's asking for prayers and obviously stress is part of it. So I'm wondering what causes this depression and anxiety and stress? What causes it? Are we thinking too much? What's happening?
I think it's a great question that you're asking, because that should be the starting point.
Yeah.
Indeed, because stress is nothing else but hurtle, when you feel you are overwhelmed with issues of life.
Sure.
That is my simple definition.
Being overwhelmed with issues of life.
With issues of life, May, and the issues of life then can mean anything. It can be the work related, it can be because of sickness, it can be because of, spiritual issues as well, given that we are in this platform where we're talking spirituality. Now, it's a number of factors which are giving you a discomfort. But now, it mainly predominantly, it's in the mind, because there are things that you are entertaining that are not making you to feel good, therefore to behave in a way that will make you productive at any given time. In short, it's something that gives you a discomfort. Is my definition of stress. Yes.
So stress, it's something that gives you discomfort, and it's when someone is overwhelmed with the issues of life. I really love that explanation. Now, Mzi, especially during this time, how can people learn to relax and not stress a lot? I mean, people have lost jobs, businesses have closed down, people have been infected by the virus. How can I learn to relax and not stress at all?
Simple, it's not easy. Can you just admit it?
Yeah, true.
It definitely is not easy. So now, when we consult with people who come to our office and to talk about that, we're saying the opposite of stress, in my definition, in our definition, in our company, a stress coach, we are saying the opposite of stress is peace. Because if you're not stressed, then you are in a peaceful state.
True.
Now, in terms of giving the solution, we always recommend or we always prescribe, peace, P-E-A-C-E. Now, that then becomes the antidote to a stress name. P-E-A-C-E in our case, then, is P in this particular case. Here is this lady, Meole, who has just, sent you a text.
Yeah.
She's not in a peaceful situation. She is going through something because of something that the child is going through.
Yeah.
Now, we are saying, our prescription, the first thing, the starting point in terms of getting people to relax, based on your question, is prayer becomes the P.
Sure.
Asimpo, there's no way that you can underestimate the power of prayer. I think what has sustained you, what has sustained your family, what has sustained the listeners, right now.
It's
even
prayer.
Seriousness. It is prayer, man, number one. If my people who are called by my name can humble themselves and do what? And pray.
Amen.
Now, this is, if one asks me, Z, how have you and your family survived this thing? It is prayer. It's number one, because we depend and we are teaching our kids prayer. Because why prayer? As simple as the first P before I prescribe other ones, which of course I won't take much time into it. God Himself says, "Come to me, all of you who are
heavily burdened."
Heavy burdened.
Yeah.
Now, COVID has brought a lot of burden. Us losing our families, our jobs, you know, our source of income is what? It's a burden to us. But God says right now to the listener, one more radio pulpit, is come to me. All of you, whatever that is you are carrying, please come to me.
Sure.
Now, He needs us to have that conversation, to say, yes, I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand what COVID is. And come to me, nevertheless. Now, that's P. E stands for exposure. As simple, one thing that is causing a lot of stress, you know, it's what? It is your surrounding.
Yay.
Who are you surrounded
yourself?
Who is giving you the feedback? Everyone is crying COVID. Everyone is crying the rest in peace. Are you aware that the amount of time you spend exposing yourself, your senses especially, the senses that are supposed to be hearing messages from God, you have allowed your senses to listen to negativity. Now, once anything negative enters your system, guess what? It stresses you.
Sure.
Let me make a simple example. Listening to radios, listening to the news, you know, going to social media, the feedback is negative.
Yeah, there's so much fear that's being imposed on there.
So many fear. Thank you so much. Now, what that does, you know, even the shows which are playing, even the news that we are listening to, guess what? They took COVID, death.
Yay.
And what happens? They get into your system as simple, and they cripple you. They cripple your system such that even your level of faith goes down because of what you're exposing yourself. So to have peace as a result of you wanting to overcome stress is what is exposure. Be careful who you surround yourself.
Yeah.
There are people that at this point in time, at this painful moment that we're experiencing in our country and in many other countries, remove people which are giving you negativity. Remove family members which are always crying. And always surround yourself with people who can aspire you, people who can inspire you, people who can motivate you, especially during this time. So exposure is very key. A stands for acceptance.
Hope,
please. Acceptance means you accept the things that you cannot change.
Sure, true. That's powerful, actually.
There's this prayer of Paul Nemoko that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Come on now. Sure.
Last year, when the moment it was announced, we've got this COVID, guess what happened? It's nothing that it took us by surprise. It hit us under belt, if you will. None of us expected this thing. None of us expected that we'll be losing jobs. None of us expected that normal routine. At one time, when you have congregants, about by 100, 200, 500, suddenly you'll have zero attendance.
Sure.
Suddenly you'll have to adjust yourself. Guess what happened? It's something that you need to accept.
There's nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing that you can do. COVID is here until such time that God decides otherwise, by Him giving wisdom even to scientists. All right. Or by Banaba Morena, by Rappel. So hard for a solution. Believe you me, we just have to accept. Oh, no, this thing is doing. The problem, if you are not accepting the situation as it is, you are going to bang yourself on the wall. Because there's nothing. Now, this prayer says, God, grant me the serenity to do it. Serenity, by the way, it means give me peace. Grant me the serenity. Grant me the tranquility to accept the things I cannot change.
Sure, that's beautiful.
Now, this is something that we cannot change. Now, but the second part of this prayer says, St. Francis, he says, now, grant me what? Now, the courage to change the things that I can. Now, that is the second part.
Yeah.
Now, for you to be able to deal with any stress in your life, it's for you to accept. If you have been fired as a result of the failure, the company is no longer bringing the income. The sales are not happening as they were before. You just have to accept that situation.
Sure.
But now you just need to ask. That's why the first thing, go back to God as the first P and say, God, share my situation. I'm a breadwinner. I don't know what to do. Kimuruti, suddenly all my members, Kosetifala 2 or 3, and even the gatherings are not even accepted. What must I do as a person, as a man of God, who's supposed to be taking care? So A stands for acceptance. Now, E then stands for what? Communication.
Communication. Okay.
Why are you prescribing communication as an antidote? As simple, it is this. At Stress Coach as a company, we say talk to someone.
Anyone.
Talk to someone that will inspire you. Speak to someone. Go for counseling.
Sorry, Mzi, just to get in. When you say communication, talk to someone, I think a lot of times people are killed by the fact that they want to protect their status. I mean, I'm known as, I work for Radio Pulpit, I'm on air, all of a sudden I lose my job, then, you know, they repossess my car and I have to move back home to stay with my mother, and I don't want people knowing. And I think that's what kills us. We don't talk about these things. We want to maintain the status.
But Ruti always try to play strong.
You mean pastors trying to be strong?
But no, Ruti, they're trying to, you are not strong. You feel like this thing is killing you. In fact, the rate of suicide, as I speak to you, you might have noticed it has gone up.
Yeah.
You see cases where Baruti are even killing their wives. I mean, there are cases where even spiritual people are doing crazy things during this time.
Imagine.
Why? It is because you are not surrounding yourself with people that you can speak to. You think you are a leader because you've been encouraging a lot of people. When you're going through stuff, even as a man of God, even as a woman of God, listening to me, go to the pulpit right now, speak to someone. This is the best time to connect.
Yeah.
You may not necessarily go and visit them, but speak to someone. Speaking is power. Speaking releases a lot of tension.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I don't know how many times my wife and I will speak. In fact, now my wife, we've got a routine that we have adopted. We call it a love walk. We talk, love walk. Like, we're moving out in the morning, around about 6 o'clock in the morning, and we take a walk. It's part of exercising, because once you're stressed, you also need that, you know, physical relief.
Sure.
So therefore, what we do with my wife is a love walk. We walk, and as we walk, we talk about issues.
Sure.
Two of our kids have joined us, and now we have a conversation as we are walking.
Wow.
And it's an hour's walk. I'm telling you, just
I
around
like
the block.
The love
staying.
Walk.
Yeah, the love walk. We've got it, man, because that's where we engage. That's where my wife tells me about her frustration. I also tell her about my frustration as well. All right.
Sure.
And our kids are also telling us about their frustrations. Mommy said a thing, and with their friends. Now, create an environment where we can be able to talk, but be careful who you talk to, who you raise, and communicate during this point in time. And the communication also assists in terms of counseling as well, where you can. That is why Rona, as a stress coach, we have created a platform, even an online platform, where Mpo Moko can come to us and say, hey, man, I'm this thing is tough for me. I cannot. I was a pastor. I'm a pastor. I've got, you know, bills to pay. I don't know what else I need to do. Now, we have created a platform where we can coach you how you can manage the levels of stress that you're experiencing. And the last one, before I take much of your time, as well, is enough. It stands for enough.
Enough, okay.
After all is said and done, you just have to come to a level where you say, enough is enough. Now, I've written a book last year, that is called Enough is Enough. All right. Now, part of these principles are contained in this book that says enough is enough. In fact, in the book, we are encouraging people to break the rules. You know, whatever that you've been told that it's working, and yet you know deep within your heart that it's not working, all right? You are in a relationship that is not working, that is causing you stress. Just say enough, enough to that relationship. If you are with family members which do not add value to you, please just say enough is enough to them. Like, be decisive, be very clear about that, and don't apologize for anything that gives you stress. remove anything. So just say enough to a negative feedback of anyone. If your pastor is giving you a feedback that is not good, please remove yourself from that environment. So peace can be achieved when we pray. Number two, when we expose ourselves to the right environment and to the right people and to the right feedback. And A stands for acceptance, accepting the things that you cannot change. Mm. You will never expect, you can't see your fellow members, the 500 that you are used to. Mm. All right, accept it. You are born. Situations have changed. You are born 10% that people were paying. It's no longer because people have lost their jobs. So yep. What needs to be done? Accept it. Now, C stands for communication. Communicate. Talk to someone. And out there, there is someone that is listening. And finally, just say enough is enough to anyone or to anything that is stressing you. And if you want to know the keys on how you can say enough is enough, you can also purchase my book, which is Enough is Enough, that stipulates all the principles that will help you to deal with things which you want to remove in your life, and especially the things which are causing you stress. Hmm. So that is an antidote, from Gomzi. That is the solution that we are prescribing. There's many more. So when we engage, when you come to us and talk, even online via Zoom or a telephone call, we can talk more about what is it that is hitting you, what is it that is causing you a lot of stress. Hmm. So talk to someone. That's exactly what we are saying. That's where we are saying, go radio pulpit listeners as well. That's important.
So I think my next question to you was, how can we overcome stress? But I suppose this sums it up. The peace, you need to have peace. P, prayer. E, exposure. A, acceptance. C, communication. And E, for enough. This is the only way we can overcome stress, rather. And I know this evening you have an online event happening on Stress Talk. Can you give us more details on that? And how can the Radio Pulpit listeners join in?
The Radio Pulpit listeners can send a WhatsApp to this number.
Okay.
072-931-931-0763.
So it's happening this evening between 7 and 8, am I right?
Between 7 and 8, that is correct. So they can just on that number, just say they can request a link.
Okay.
All right. Now, on that link, then they can be able to join. It's a Zoom meeting just for 1 hour where we are going to highlight this and many more. We've got an hour to discuss these matters where people can phone in, and in fact can connect, because we are going to go live on Facebook, we are going to go live on YouTube, on various platforms. But interestingly as well, they can go to my Facebook page, which is ZMZI Ngoma, MNGOMA, ZMGOMA. That's where the link is. We've posted it in the morning, so they can be able to go and just join the conversation and see. And please let them contribute. In fact, just before I came here, as in, a friend of mine told me they've lost about 6 of his colleagues. Mm. Now you can imagine, he's sitting at home now, he's waking, but 6 of his colleagues have done. So let's have a conversation, even got 6, got 7 to 8. In fact, we are going to be doing it every Friday.
Wow.
If you are missing it today for whatever the reason, every Friday around 7 to 8, we are going to have this powerful conversation where you are going to log in. Tell us your stress. Tell us that you are not coping. Don't make yourself strong. It's okay not to be okay.
I agree.
It's okay sometimes not to be okay. Hmm. So now raise this issue. Say, I am frustrated. Hmm. Now let us talk, because talking is power. Talking is amazing. As important. That's the platform that we are creating. And my wife will also be joining me tonight. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, family. His name is Mzi Ngoma, also available on Facebook. Mzi is M-Z-I. Surname is M-N-G-O-M-A. Mzi Ngoma. And if you're missing the details as I'm speaking, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, and I'll give you more info. Our WhatsApp line is 0826572729. If you are missing anything, that we are talking about right now. So Mzi highlighted a very important thing, that how to overcome stress, you need to have peace. And with peace, you know, he broke it down nicely. P for prayer, E exposure, A acceptance, C communication, and E enough. And if you'd like to join them this evening on Zoom between 7 and 8, they're having a stress talk this evening. You're welcome to send him a WhatsApp message on 0729 310763. I'll repeat the numbers again: 0729 310763. His name is Mzim Goma. Join them this evening or visit their website www.stresscoach.co.za. Mr. Mgoma, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for a beautiful invite, and to you and together with the Radio Pulpit Management, I truly appreciate, and I truly am humbled enough to have been invited to this beautiful show that is rocking the nation. And thank you so much. May God bless you together with the listeners. Let's have peace. That's what we deserve.
Amen. Thank you so much. Mzim Goma family, get him on WhatsApp. 0729 310763. They're having a stress talk this evening. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to hear more regarding how to deal with stress. But I love how he broke down how he said you need to have peace. Peace meaning the P for prayer, E exposure, A acceptance, C communication, and E for enough. So join them this evening. They'll send you their Zoom details. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. Visit www.stresscoach.co.za or get hold of him now. Make sure that you contact him now, 0729 310763. His name is Mzi Mgoma. Right now, time for the 5 o'clock news, and this news is proudly sponsored by Guops. Guops is a leading car service center that offers affordable car services, repairs, and maintenance. Call Guops on 012-335-3333 or visit Guops at 657 Steve Biko Road, Gazina, Pretoria.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.